David said to the entire assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is still young and inexperienced, and the work is great. For the temple is not for mankind, but for the Lord God. Now with all my ability, I have provided for the house of my God, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, wood for the things of wood, onyx stones and inlaid stones, stones of antimony, stones of various colors, and all kinds of precious stones, and alabaster in abundance. In addition, in my delight in the house of my God, the treasure I have of gold and silver I give to the house of my God, over and above all that I have already provided for the holy temple. Namely, 3,000 talents of gold from the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the buildings. Gold for the things of gold, and silver for the things of silver, that is, for all the work done by the craftsman who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord. Then the rulers of the father's household, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, and the commanders of thousands and hundreds, with the supervisors of the king's work, offered willingly. And for the service of the house of God, they gave 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of brass, and 100,000 talents of iron. Whoever possessed precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, in care of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly, for they made their offering to the Lord wholeheartedly, and King David also rejoiced greatly. So David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly. And David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever.
have willingly offered all these things. So now with joy I have seen your people who are present here make their offerings willingly to you, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Our fathers keep this forever in the intentions of the hearts of your people and direct their hearts to you. And give my son Solomon a perfect heart to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do them all, and to build the temple for which I have made provision.
Then David said to all the assembly, now bless the Lord your God. And all the assembly bless the Lord, the God of their fathers, and bowed down and paid homage to the Lord and the King. On the next day they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings. To the Lord 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. So they ate and drank that day before the And they made Solomon, the son of David, king a second time. And they anointed him as ruler for the Lord, and Zadok as priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne. Honored Solomon in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him royal majesty, which had not been bestowed on any king before him in Israel. Now David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. The period which he reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned in Hebron 7 years, and in Jerusalem 33 years. Then he died at a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And his son Solomon reigned in his place. Now the acts of King David, from the first to the last, are written in the chronicles of Samuel the seer, in the chronicles of Nathan the prophet, and in the chronicles of Gad the seer. With all of his reign, his power, and the circumstances which came upon him, Israel, all the kingdoms of the land.